This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
I want to talk about some things coming up to the YMCA of Douglas County. The sports director, Jen Edgar, is in. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So talk about what you've got coming up.
Yeah, so we've started something new recently. We've taken on youth strength and conditioning, and in the month of August, leading up to school, we have some back-to-school prep weeks coming up for a little bit of workouts for kids.
So why would kids need to work out? Don't they get enough exercise?
I don't think they ever get enough. They're always constantly going, and so we think that it's just good for them leading up to school. It's just kind of getting them ready for all the different sports that they want to play, and you know, getting them tired. It's summer, end of summer, and we just want to get them ready.
Well, and there's a big difference between getting some exercise, but really, you know, doing, you know, strength and conditioning and trying to get yourself to a certain point and maybe achieve a goal.
Yeah, so, you know, some kids want to get ready for different sports that they play. Soccer is a big one in fall. But, you know, also this is just gearing towards kids who may not have a sport coming up and they want to take fitness more seriously, or they're just interested in joining something that they can do for themselves or get more involved with other kids. And this is just a good way to do that.
So what's the age range you're looking at?
So we start at 9 years old and we go up to 15.
And what kinds of things do you do to get them more conditioned?
So this program is kind of based on general fitness preparation, and we do a lot of body weight movements. We do a lot of like agility training, speed work, and it's just kind of, it's a lot of easier work. We do it in our courtyard, so they do a lot of box jumps and things that a lot of the kids they see out there and they want to try.
Now, when do you get started with all this?
I recently got certified as a sport performance coach earlier this year, and we had our first session starting in June.
And so what do parents do to get their kids signed up?
They can just go on to our website and sign up directly on our website, or come into the Y after this week when we're open again to get signed up.
Yeah, and by the way, explain why you're not open this week.
So we are closed this week for our annual facility closure week, which we do all of our big maintenance projects that are easier to do when we don't have members in the building, such as painting and all kinds of stuff. So it's a busy week.
And I had plans to come over there today, and I just, oh, they're not going to be open. And I don't suppose banging on the door would help.
Yeah.
So Brittany Arnold's in here as well, the marketing director for the Y. What else do you have going on that people ought to know about?
Well, I'm glad you brought up our facility closure. So, yes, we are closed, and we will be back open August 10th. So, and then coming up in September, we're just going to get going. Everybody's getting back into routine. And so we'll have a welcome week. We'll have some back-to-school membership specials. So keep an eye out for that.
All right. Anything else people ought to know? Is that it?
Oh. We do have our fall youth soccer league coming up. Registration opens next Monday the 10th, and that one fills up very quickly. So if you are interested, I believe registration opens at 8 a.m., and I would recommend getting online to do that.
And what's the age range for that?
We start at 3 years old, and we go all the way up to second grade.
All right. A lot going on at the YMCA, but not this week. Jen and Brittany, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:35
at the Morning Report. Wait.